And he laid his hands on her and said, may the God of Israel give you the desire of your heart. And she went home, wasn't sad no more. She had a baby. And here's what she said down at altar. Lord, if you'll give me a son, I'll give him back to you. Praise God. And there was Samuel. There's others in the Bible. How about old Samson? He was barren. He made a vow. I'll stay clean. I'll live holy. I'll bring a son that God can use. The mother Samson. John the Baptist's mother Elizabeth was barren. And here come an angel to her old brother Zacharias, her husband, while he was in church ministering. He's in there by himself offering incense. The angel appeared to him. Said, your wife's going to have a son. He didn't believe it. Said, yeah, Elizabeth's going to have a son. How can I know this, seeing me and Elizabeth is well stricken in years? He says, you're going to have it, but you're going to be dumb and not be able to speak until the day it happens. And he was. He got out. He couldn't even talk for 9 months. But she had that baby. And boy, when Mary came over and said, the angel told me I'm going to have one, Elizabeth already was 6 months on the way to having little John. And she looked at Mary. She said, blessed is she that believeth what that angel told you. There will be a performance of what he said. Says, I know. You see me? I'm about to have a baby. You'll have one too, just like that angel said. Isn't that one of them old ladies telling them younger women, come on, honey, just believe what the Lord said. It'll happen. Praise God. He'll make your life better if you'll listen to one of them old sisters that's had that experience. Praise God. Of trusting God and waiting on God and receiving the promise. God is faithful. Praise the Lord. That's all I got time for. Let's don't innovate something. Let's don't turn to loopholes and try to jump out of the promises of God or our responsibility to God. You be a great woman. You seek to be great. Don't be like that one among a thousand I can't find. Praise God. God gets wise women together sometime. I remember in 1 Samuel 20, I just got to tell this in closing. There was an old guy named Shimei had cursed the King David. Joab took the army and went over to Abel to get old Shimei and going to kill him. Or Sheba. Sheba, the son of Bichri, is who it was. Shimei was another. Old Sheba went over there and got in this city and got these elders to lock the gate. Joab went over with the army and put a great bank up against it, and they began to batter the walls of rams. First thing you know is the lady looked over the wall and said, ho, Joab! Said, where are you? Said, I'm Joab. She says, I'm a mother in Israel. I'm a mother in Israel. Said, why were you swallow up and destroy the inheritance of the Lord? Said, God forbid that I should destroy or swallow up. The matter's not such. I'm after Sheba, the son of Bichri, that put a cursing on the king. You throw his head over to me, or get them men too, and I won't destroy this town. And the Bible said she went to those elders with all her wisdom. In just a few minutes, zoom over the wall. Old Joab picked up the head by the hair and he looked at it, said, that's him. Toot, 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 and they retired from the city. That woman, wise woman, saved the town of Sheba, or Abel, rather. That town of Abel. Praise God. One wise woman. Them old foolish men would have stayed in there and let them tore the town apart, trying to save an old rebel that had cursed King David when he was having his adversity and fleeing from Absalom. Let me tell you, a wise woman can save a lot of things. That's like Proverbs 14:1. A wise woman will build up her house, but a foolish woman will pluck it down with her hands. God help us to be wise. You ladies, strive to be wise. Strive to be virtuous. Strive to be disciplined. And there's a great premium, a great reward from the Lord here in this life and in the life to come. Let us pray. Our Father, we pray, Lord, this will touch the hearts of men and women both to be virtuous, Lord. The husbands will help their wives to be great women, to be virtuous women, disciplined women, that their children will rise up and call their mothers blessed. Their husband will sit in the gates and praise his wife for her virtuousness and for her discipline or chastity. We pray, Lord, the Holy Ghost will cause this message to go forth on cassette and radio. And Lord, it'll touch the hearts of many ladies, young and old, that will bring their lives into subjection to the Word of God and to the discipline of the Bible that will cause them to be great women in the church today. And we need wise women and great women and chaste women desperately. I pray, Lord, the Holy Ghost will make this message, God. Lord, will accent it will magnify it, Lord. The magnification of your spirit will be upon it, Lord, that it will prevail, and many ladies will submit to their husbands and to Jesus Christ. Lord, this blessing will come upon them and their families and on the church. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. Praise the Lord. Let us